I want to thank the Lord for this wonderful time of worship and song.
我想啊，我真的是感谢主啊，为今天早上我们能够啊来这里敬拜神。
And now for the opportunity to continue to worship the Lord through His Word.
我也感谢主，我们能够继续在这个世上啊啊来敬拜他。
I really thank the Lord for this opportunity to come to share God's Word. At Chinese Christian Family Church Inland Valley.
我非常感谢主能够给我这次机会，今天来到啊我们这个教会啊来分享他的信息。
And it just brings such joy to my heart that I'm able to see at least some brothers and sisters physically that I haven't seen in a long time.
那我今天的内心也感到非常的高兴，我能够今天至少在这里啊我们的教堂里看到几位弟兄姐妹，我很久没有见过了。
And I was told that CCFC IV was going through an Easter message series.
那我呢也被告知，就是我们今天内陆谷的教会呢，我们这几个礼拜呢是在讲复活节的系列。
And I was asked if I would be willing to give one of the messages in this Easter series.
那他们也问我呢，可不可以就是能够讲今天讲一次关于复活节的信息。
And I said that would be no problem.
那我当然没有问题。
So today's message topic in the Easter series is Christ presented.
那今天我们的那个复活节的系列主题呢是就是基督被呈现。
And the subtopic of today, which is the topic of my message, is Behold your King.comes to you.
那我今天讲的主题呢是看哪，你的王来到你这里。
And our primary passage of scripture will be from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 29 to 44.
那我们今天要分享的最主要的经文呢，是从路加福音十九章第二十九节到四十四节。
Please look with me at God's word as I read.
请大家呢一起打开圣经，我们来一起阅读神的话语。
Luke 19:29-44.
路加福音十九章二十九到四十四节。
As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Tell him, the Lord needs it." Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you."
路加福音十九章二十九到四十四节，将近伯法奇和伯大尼在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解 解开牵来。若有人问为什么解他，你们就说主要用他。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说，解驴驹做什么呢？他们说主要用他。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说：我告诉你们，若使他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you and we desire to thank you, to praise you, to worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们敬爱的天父啊，我们来到你面前，我们希望用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜你，来赞美你。
And Father, we thank you for your constant goodness and provision and faithfulness toward us, Lord, during this pandemic.
天父，我们感谢你在这疫情期间，你的对我们忠实的供应和保护。
And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in complete control of this worship service today from beginning to end.
父啊，我也祷告，从今天的敬拜从开始到结束，你的圣灵会一直在照顾我们。
I pray that you would remove any distractions from our hearts and from our minds.
我也祷告啊，把我们心中和脑海中的一切杂念消除。
I pray that your Holy Spirit would use your word to teach us, to convict us, to change us.
我们也祷告你的圣灵，你的话语会会来会你的圣灵和话语啊，能够来改变我们今天。
I pray that your Holy Spirit would use your word to draw us closer to you and help us to see Jesus.
我也祷告你的圣灵会使你的话语呢，让我们和你更接近啊，来聆听你，来聆听主耶稣的基督的话语。
May you be glorified. May Christ be lifted up.
我们愿你愿你被荣耀，我们愿主耶稣基督被提升。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. A coronation has been defined as the ceremony of crowning a sovereign.
一个加冕礼是被定义为就是给君王加冕的一个仪式。
It is an event that is full of pomp and splendor.That is meant to accentuate the majesty, the glory, the recognition of the monarch being crowned.
这个加冕礼呢，是一个就是应该是充满富丽、华丽、富丽堂皇的一个仪式。那是这个仪式呢，是要强调君王的威严、荣耀和被大家的公认。
For example, in 1838, there was the coronation of Queen Victoria of England.
我们举个例子来说，在1838年的时候，英国女王维多利亚的加冕礼。
She wore a crown that was full of huge rubies and sapphires, surrounding a diamond that was 309 carats.
她当时加冕礼的时候所戴的那个皇冠呢，是一个皇冠，就是周围呢有红宝石、蓝宝石包围着，中间有一个。钻石是309克拉的钻石。
It was filled with pomp and splendor.
这是看上去是非常的富丽堂皇。
And her scepter had an even larger diamond that had been cut out from the Star of Africa, a huge rough diamond. And this diamond on the scepter weighed 516.5 quality carats.
那这位女王用的杖上面呢，有一颗更大的那个更大的钻石。那这个钻石呢，是从那个非洲之星那颗巨大的钻石上割下来的。一个钻石重达516.5克拉。
Contrast that with the coronation that we see here in Luke chapter 19.
那我们对比一下，我们看一看我们在路加福音十九章所看到的这个加冕礼。
Of Jesus being presented as king before a crowd of people as he begins his approach into Jerusalem.
那我们在这里看到的是耶稣进入耶路撒冷被呈现为一个王的时候。
In today's passage, we see the most significant coronation of all time.
那在今天的经文上呢，我们也看到就是历史上所有时刻的一个最重要的一个加冕礼。
That of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这就是我们王中之王、主中之主的加冕礼。
And yet, it is a coronation that is virtually devoid of pomp and splendor.
但是呢，从视觉上看来呢，这个加冕礼呢。并没有任何的富丽，没有任何的，看上去没有，一点都不华丽。
Traditionally, this account has been called the triumphal entry of Jesus.
那传统上来呢，我们把这个，事件呢叫做，耶稣的荣入圣城。
And it is recorded in all four Gospels, greatly emphasizing its significance.
那在四本福音书上呢都有记载他的目的呢就是要强调这个事件的重要性。
And in Luke's account that we see here today, Jesus presents himself as king.
那在路加福音中我们今天所看到的就是耶稣呢把自己呈现为王。
Riding not on a decorated prancing steed,but on a lowly donkey, actually the foal of a donkey, which is a young colt.
但是呢，他并没有骑在一个装饰豪华的马匹上，他呢却是骑了一匹卑微低下的驴子上，并且是一个小驴驹，年轻的驴驹。
He is not dressed in robes of splendor. There is no crown. There is no scepter.
他也没有穿着华丽的外套，他也没有冠冕也没有杖。
He does not sit on a gilded saddle, but on the cloaks of the poor and common.
他也没有坐在镀金的马鞍上，却是坐在穷人和普通人的衣服上。
For this king did not come to be served, but to serve.
因为这位王来到这里不是被服侍的，而是来服侍的。
He is the humble servant king.
他是那位谦卑的。
And today from this passage, I would like to bring out three points about this servant king that we can see.
那今天呢，我想呢，要讲三点，就是关于这位服侍君王的三点。
The first point is that the servant king is God come in the flesh.
那第一点呢，就是这位服侍人的君王是道成肉身的神。
In Luke 19, verses 29 to 35, again, as he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Tell him, The Lord needs it.Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it.
路加福音19:29-35，将近伯法奇和伯大尼在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：“你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人问为什么解它，你们就要说主要用它。”打发的人去了，说遇见了正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么？”他们说：“主要用它。”他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。
From these verses, we can see the sovereignty of Jesus, that he is in control of all things.
那我们从这些经文当中，我们就看到，就可以看到耶稣基督的权柄，他控制所有的一切。
He presents himself as king here in his own time.
在这里我们看到了他以自己的时间把自己呈现出了，呈现为国，呈现为一位王。
According to God's timetable.
根据神的时间表。
As we look through the Gospels, we see that no one could lay a hand on Jesus before his time had come.
我们也从福音书上看到，在他任何事情都是根据主的时间，在主，没有人，任何人能够伤害他，在他时间没到之前。
I remember an incident in the Gospels where there was a mob crowd that was just about to throw Jesus off a cliff.
我也记得在在福音书上提到过要把有一些章有一些经文提到过要把耶稣从悬崖上扔下去。
And it said that he just walked out of their midst.
然后经文上就说耶稣就是从那个地方走出来了。
And in the Gospels we repeatedly see a phrase that it is said of Jesus, his hour had not yet come.
在福音书上也重复的提到，就是他的时间还没有到。
And also Jesus himself saying repeatedly, "My hour has not yet come."
并且耶稣自己也重复的提到，我的时间还没有到。
He was on a strict timetable. He was controlling his own timetable.
他在根据圣经的时间，也是根据他自己所安排的时间。
And we see this in Luke chapter 9:51, actually prior to this triumphal entry, that it says in Luke 9:51, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
那我们在这个荣入圣城之前的经文当中，其实也提到过，在路加福音九章五十一节里面。说耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
At just the right time.
就是一个恰到时机。
Jesus, in a determined manner, turned to Jerusalem.
耶稣就按照就定意向耶路撒冷走去。
And began to go there.
然后开始向耶路撒冷去。
Knowing full well what would happen there to him.
他完全的知道在那里将要发生什么。
And here we see him in Luke entering into Jerusalem.
那在我们这里后面路加福音章节就看到他要进入耶路撒冷。
Where days later he would be crucified.
几天以后他就会被钉十字架。
But then subsequently resurrected on the third day.
但是第三天他就复活了。
Not only do we see his sovereignty, but we also see his omniscience.
我们不仅看到耶稣的权柄，我们也看到他的全知性。
Jesus knew where the colt was, although he had never seen it or the place before.
虽然耶稣自己本身没有从来没有看到过这个驴驹，也没有到过那里，但是他知道在哪里。
He knew that this colt had never been ridden before.
他也知道这头小驴驹从来没有被人骑过。
He knew what the response would be to his disciples taking it.
他也知道他的门徒去拿的时候，人家的反应会是什么。
He knew what they should say that would allow them to take it.
他也知道，他们应该说什么能够把，能够牵来这头驴。
A donkey was a very valuable piece of property back then.
在那个时候呢，驴呢是非常昂贵的。
It is like taking someone's car today.
就像当今天的车一样。
And we see that from the other accounts of the Gospels about the triumphal entry that not only was the colt taken, but the mother donkey was also taken with it.
我们呢在其他的那个福音书上也看到，就是不仅仅是这个小驴驹呢被牵走了，母驴驹也是一块来的。
We also see his lordship.
我们呢也看到，从这里也看到他的主的身份。
Jesus is not only Savior.
耶稣不仅仅是 救赎者。
But he is Lord, he is Master, for he is God come in the flesh.
他也是主，他也是我们的主人，他是我们的主，化成肉身。
And Luke chapter 19 verse 31, Jesus said to the disciples, "If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Tell him the Lord needs it."
路加福音19:31，若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 36, we see the apostle Peter addressing a crowd.
我们在
使徒行传
使徒行传第二章第三十六节看到，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. So this was already read in Chinese. And Jesus was Savior and Lord even from the beginning of time.
从一开始的时候，耶稣就是神，就是我们的救主。
From the beginning, he was the only way for us to be saved from our sins.
那从一开始，他就是唯一的我们可以得到救赎的途径。
In John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3,
在约翰福音第一章一到三节，
it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made."
约翰福音一章一到三节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
The Word here is referring to God the Son.
那这个道就是我们神的儿子。
It is referring to Jesus.
这就是耶稣。
And we see in a few verses later in John chapter 1, verse 14, how this word in the beginning, that was there in the beginning, that he himself is God, how he became flesh.
那在接下来，约翰后面，那后面几节经文也提到，就是，这道成了肉身，耶稣住在我们中间。
In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth."
约翰福音一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
From the beginning, it was already decided within the Trinity between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that God the Son would become man and make his dwelling among us.
从一开始，这三位一体的就决定了我们的神、我们的圣灵还有子，还有我们的还有圣子。那一开始就决定了圣子会成道成肉身住在我们中间。
Jesus is full of grace and truth.
那耶稣是充满了恩典和真实的。
He's full of undeserved, unmerited favor toward us.
他对我们是充满了喜爱的。
And everything that he says is true.
他所说的任何一样事情全都是真实的。
Because God cannot lie.
因为神不会说谎。
And I want to note that the two disciples that Jesus sent followed his commands exactly the way he told them to.
我们也注意到，就是这两位门徒完完全全的遵守了耶稣所对他们的教导指导。
Because Jesus was Lord in their lives.
因为耶稣是他们生命中的主。
And all true believers are disciples of Jesus and should have this attitude toward whatever Jesus wants them to do according to his word.
那我们所有的信徒，真正的信徒，也是耶稣基督的门，也是耶稣基督的门徒。我们也应该有同样的这个态度，对耶稣的话语，我们要根据他的耶稣 要按照他的话语去做任何的事情。
The second point about this servant king that we see from today's passage is that the servant king is the Messiah of promise.
那我们今天第二点所看到呢，就是这位服侍人的君王是蒙神应许的弥赛亚。
In Luke 19:36 to 40, it says, "As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out."
我们来看路加福音十九章三十六到四十节。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。”众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。”
Saving us from our sins is the primary reason that Jesus came to earth.
耶稣来到地上的最主要的目的，就是要把我们从罪中拯救出来。
This is what salvation means.
这就是救赎的意思。
That we are saved from our sins. Our sins are completely forgiven, so that we can be fully acceptable before a holy and righteous God.
那我们呢，就是我们的罪，我们从罪证当中拯救出来，我们就不会，我们就不再是罪人，我们能够完完全全的被我们的神所接受。
And we see this in Matthew chapter 1:21.
我们在马太福音一章二十一节也看到。
Where it tells us about the birth of Jesus.
在这里告诉我们耶稣的出生。
It says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
马太福音一章二十一节说，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And we see this truth also in a prophecy of Jesus that was written centuries before his birth.
我们呢，我们呢，在就是好几百年前的那个，也看到，就是我们的先知也预言到这个真理。
That what we see here in Luke was actually prophesied in Zechariah centuries before it happened.
我们在路加福音当中所看到的，其实在撒加利亚，好几百年前的，一百多年前，撒加利亚，先知已经预言了。
And we already read this verse at the beginning of the worship service.
我们在一开始就是敬拜的时候已经读了撒加利亚当中的那个经文。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢呼。看呐，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
The coming of this king, of this Lord, and the salvation that he could give, he will give, is prophesied here.
我们这位王的来到和这位王给我们的救赎呢，已经在这里被预言了。
Jesus is the lowly servant king. He is the Messiah of promise, the Savior of all who will believe in him.
耶稣就是这位谦卑的来服侍的君王，他是被允许的，他是被允许的弥赛亚，他是我们全人类所要相信的这位救赎者。
He has not come to conquer armies, which is why he did not enter on a prancing steed.
他不是来，他来地上不是来战胜军队的，所以他没有说，没有说马上就进入了 就是用飞快的速度进入。
He has not come to show off his power, although he is omnipotent.
他虽然是全知的，但是他来到这里不是说来要显示他的力量的。
Although he is the creator of all things.
虽然他是全部一切的创造者。
And although Hebrews 1:3 says that Jesus is sustaining all things by his powerful word.
虽然在希伯来书一章三节说到，耶稣是
sustaining all things by his powerful word. 最后
耶稣是用他有力的，就是用他的话语来希伯来书
一章三节
是他是神荣耀所发的光，会是神本体的真相。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天之大的右边。
Hebrews 1:3。
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
He has come to conquer hearts with his mercy, with his grace, and with his love.
他来到这里是用他的怜悯，是用他的恩典和他的爱来战胜心灵的。
He also comes to give us the righteousness that the Holy God demands from us that we do not have, but that we need before we can be acceptable to Him.
他来到我们这里是也是要给我们带来这个义。是这个意思，我们本身所没有的，但是神要求我们所拥有的。
So it is so important when Zechariah 9:9 says that he is righteous and having salvation.
所以在撒加利亚第九章说到的是，他是义的，他是公义的，并且施行拯救的，是多么的重要。
Righteousness is what we all need.
这个公义就是我们所需要的。
Because in and of ourselves, before an absolutely holy and righteous God, we are not righteous.
在这位完完全全公义的神面前，我们不是公义的，我们不是义的。
We are not good.
那我们就不是好的。
So that's why Romans 3:10 it says in the way that God sees us. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
就像在罗马书三章十节中提到我们没有一人，连一个也没有，这就是神所看到的我们。
And Romans 3:12 goes on to say, all have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
接下来罗马书三章十二节说，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
This is the way that God sees us in our natural state.
这就是我们所神所看到的我们的一个自然的人类。
And that's why the Bible also says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以在罗马书三章二十三章二十三节说到，所有的人都是有罪的，没有一个不是没有罪的。
We all fall short of His perfect standard.
在神的完美的神之前，我们都是有罪的。
We all fall short of His glory.
在他的荣耀之前，我们都是有罪的。
We fall short of His holiness.
在他的神圣的面前，我们都是有罪的。
Of his righteousness,
在他的公义面前
，we fall short of his love, of his mercy, of his grace.
在他的爱、在他怜悯和他的恩典之前，我们都是有罪的。
But God, in his love for us, has given us the righteousness that we need in Jesus.
但是呢，神对我们是有。 这么多的爱，他把耶稣基督给了我们。
In Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 22, it says, But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
所以在罗马书三章二十一节和二十二节说，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
We all, there is no difference because we all need the righteousness that only Jesus can give us.
没有分别，我们都需要公义，只有基督耶稣可以给我们。
Christ is the one who has come as the humble and suffering servant to serve us by bearing our sins in his own body on the cross.
耶稣基督来到我们这里，谦卑自己，使自己，是一位受苦受难的，仆人，是，他把我们的罪加在了自己的身上。
And to suffer and die on the cross for our sins that we have committed against God.
并且呢，为我们的罪，我们反抗神的罪，并我们反抗神的罪呢，使自己呢死在了十字架上。
And we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:21. God made him, meaning Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us.So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
我们在哥林多后书五章二十一节也看到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And this is why Jesus had to be God come in the flesh.
所以这就是为什么耶稣一定要是神化成肉身来到我们中间。
He could not be a sinner.
他不能成为罪人。
Only he had to be the only righteous one.
他只有成为那唯一的罪义人。
Only then could he bear our sins in his own body on the cross and die for our sins.
只有这样，他才能用自己的身体来承受我们的罪，并且死在为我们死在十架上。
It would be meaningless for me, a sinner.To bear the sins of another sinner and to die for their sins because I already need to die for my own sins.
如果是我去为另外一罪人而死，那这将是毫无意义的，因为我本身就是罪人，我是要死的。
But Jesus had no sin.
但是耶稣没有罪。
He did not deserve to die.
他是不应该死的。
But he took our sins upon himself.
但是他把我们的罪加在他自己身上。
And he suffered and died on the cross for our sins.
他在十字架上受难，并死在十字架上，是为了我们的罪。
And for all those who receive Jesus into their lives as Savior and Lord.
那些接受主耶稣来作为你生命的救主的人。
The death of Jesus on the cross applies to them.
那耶稣的死呢，就能够体现在你身上。
For all those who have Jesus,
对那些拥有耶稣的人
on the cross, our sins were transferred onto Jesus, and His righteousness was transferred onto us.
在十字架上，我们的罪就转化成了他的义。And can you repeat one more time?那他的义就转化到我们的身上来了。
What an unfair exchange that was.
这是一个非常不公平的一个交换。
But that's why Jesus is full of grace.
这就是为什么耶稣是充满了恩典的。
That is grace, that is mercy,
that is love. 恩典、怜悯和爱。
And to save us from our sins is the primary reason that Jesus came to earth.
那耶稣来到地上的最主要的原因就是要把我们从罪中救出来。
But in the minds of the people following him in this passage, they were looking for a different type of salvation. They were looking for a different type of savior.
但是呢，在我们这个这些经文上所看到的这些跟随他的人呢，他们其实在寻找一种不同的救赎，一种一个不同的拯救者。
As Jesus rode along, the crowds, which were primarily Jews around him, threw their cloaks onto the ground and let him ride over them.
那在耶稣骑着驴的时候呢，这些人群大部分呢是犹太人。把他们的衣服呢放在地上，让他骑过。
John records that they also threw palm branches on the road.
那约翰呢也记载说，他们把那个棕榈叶放在路上。
And these were displays of honor for those considered to be royalty.
那这些行为呢，其实呢就显示出了对那些贵族的一种荣耀。
But this display of honor was not because they knew that Jesus was the only one who could save them from their sins and they wanted to worship him.
但是呢，这些行为呢，并不是因为说他们知道耶稣就是那位能够把他们从罪恶当中拯救出来的人，他们想要敬拜他。
But because they thought that Jesus was the one who would save them from the Roman government and deliver them from physical bondage to them.
而是呢，他们以为呢，耶稣是那位可以把他们从罗马政府当中救出来，可以把他们从他们身体上的束缚当中救赎出来的那位人。
But once they discovered that Jesus was not going to do that，
当他们发现呢，耶稣呢不会帮将不将不会将这样做的时候
，Those who paid him honor quickly turned against him。
那些呢，前面尊敬他、荣耀他的呢，现在呢就现在呢，现在呢就要反对耶稣了。
And just a few days later, the crowd that shouted in verse 38, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," they rejected him, they hated him, and they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
那几天以后，在路加福音三十八节里面说的那些高呼他称颂他的人呢，几天以后呢，就是同样的人群也在大喊，要钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
In Luke 23:20, Luke chapter 23 verse 21, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
在路加福音二十三章二十到二十一节，他们大声地喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
And the way the crowd saw Jesus is the way that many people today see Jesus.
那当时那些人群对耶稣的看法呢，就是其实就是当今我们很多人对耶稣的看法。
Only as someone who can benefit them in some way physically.
耶稣仅仅是那位能够使他们身体上对他们身体上有益处的。
They want Jesus because Jesus can give. They want Jesus because they think that Jesus, or they want physical blessings, just like physical healing or financial success.
他们想要耶稣呢，是因为耶稣能够给他们身体上的祝福，比如说医治啊，或者经济上的祝福。
They want Jesus because they just see him as a way to improve their life.
他们想要耶稣，是因为他们他们以为耶稣呢可以提高他们的生活。
But in their minds, improve their life means that life goes smoothly. There's no more problems.
那在他们的心里呢，想着这个提高他们的生活呢，就是使他们的生活能够平安，没有问题。
But Jesus himself said that in this world you will have problems. In this world you will have tribulations. But take heart, for I have overcome the world.
但是耶稣自己也说过，在这个世上你们有问题，你们有苦难，但是放心，我已经来到这里了。
Our lives will never be free of problems.
我们的生活不可能是没有问题的。
Because we already live in a fallen world.
因为我们已经生活在这个堕落的世界里。
A world where sin has already entered.
这个世界已经有罪恶进入了。
A world that has already begun to come under God's judgment.
这个世界已经来到了神的审判之下。
For by one man sin entered into the world, and death, pain, suffering, by sin.
因为 一个人带来了罪，那我们的痛苦死亡就接着而来。
And Jesus said, In this world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
耶稣说，这个世界会有苦难，但是请放心，我已经来。
Be encouraged because there is nothing that you can face that I have not already gone through and much more, and I can help you overcome anything in life that you might face.
但是耶稣也说过，我已经来到这里，我也同样的经受了这一切，and 没有任何事情是我不能够，我所不能克服的。
So that's how many people see Jesus.
这就是许多人对耶稣的看法。
But not in the way that he should be seen as Savior and Lord.
这并不是耶稣所，耶稣，这不是真正的耶稣，真正的耶稣是一位救赎者，是一位主。
We see in verse 37, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.
我们看到第三，是三十七节说，将近耶路撒冷时候，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神。
And this is similar to what we see in John chapter 2, verses 23 and 24.
这同样呢，就是相似的场面呢，我们在约翰福音二章二十三节和二十四节中也看到。
It says, Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
We see what it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
在约翰一书五章十三节也说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So a true believer, we see here in 1 John 5, and the sign of a true believer is that he or she believes in the name of the Son of God.
那一个真正的一个真正的信主耶稣的信主耶稣的人，我们所在这里可看到的是，他是要真正相信耶稣基督的名。
And because of that, they can know that they have eternal life.
那正是因为这一点，他们知道他们有永生。
But why is it that we see here in John chapter 2 that we just read that there were people who believed in the name of Jesus, but he had nothing to do with them?
那为什么我们在这里也看到，就是有些人也相信耶稣的耶稣主耶稣的名，但是呢，却没有真正的得到耶稣。
It was because the people in John chapter 2 believed in Jesus only as a miracle worker, only as a provider of physical blessings, but not as Savior and Lord.
正是因为呢，在这里这里所写到的提到的这些人呢，他们只相信耶稣基督是一个施行神迹的，是提供祝福的。他们并不相信主耶稣是那位救赎者。
Which is what the name of Jesus represents.
这呢就是耶稣这个名字所代表的。
Jesus means God is salvation. The Lord is salvation.
耶稣的名字是指主是救主。
Jesus is our Savior and Lord.
耶稣是我们的救主，我们的主。
I think we also see from this passage that it shows us the fickleness or the changeableness of man.
那从这几节经文当中呢，我们也可以看到，就是人的善变性。
They can love you and praise you one minute and despise you the next.
他们可以在前一分钟呢，爱你，赞美你，但是在后面一分钟呢，他们就会看不起你。
And this is why, dear brothers and sisters, why we are not to fear man.
这就是弟兄姐妹们，这就是为什么我们不应该惧怕人。
But we are not to try to please man.
我们在这里不是要讨人的喜欢。
But to live in reverent fear of the Lord.
我们在这里是，我们活着是要敬畏主神耶和华。
I also want to emphasize from these verses that Jesus accepted their praise, even though they may have given it for the wrong reasons.
在这里呢，我也要强调，虽然呢，耶稣知道这些人所这些人对他的赞美呢是，是一个错误的理由去赞美他，但是他还是接受了。
This also is a demonstration of his deity.
这呢也表现出了他的神性。
Man cannot accept the praise that only God should receive.
人不应该接受神只有神能接受的赞美。
That's why we see in Acts chapter 12 the account of King Herod where he gave a speech to the people and the people shouted out the voice of a God and not of a man.
我们呢在使徒行传十二章也看到 Herod 那个王人群对他的呼喊是
The people shouted the voice of a God and not of a man.
这些人说这是神的声音不是人的声音。
And the Bible says that because Herod did not give praise to God, immediately an angel struck him with worms and he died.
那经文上也提到，因为这个王没有赞美神，天使马上就打击了他，他就死了。
We see from the Bible that even angels refuse to accept praise from man that is given to God.
我们也从经文上看到，甚至天使都拒绝接收那只属于神的赞美。
But Jesus not only accepted it.
但是耶稣不仅仅是接受了他。
Not only here, but in other places in the Gospels as well. Not only here, but also in other places
不仅仅是在这些经文当中，在其他的福音书当中也是如此说的。
Jesus not only accepted it, he acknowledged his worthiness of receiving it.
耶稣不仅仅是接受了他，他也确认了他是配得接受这些赞美的。
Not only from the people in the crowd, but from all of creation.
不仅仅是从这当时的这些人群当中，也是从所有的被创造的一切之物。
For he is the creator of all things.
因为他是所有一切之物的创造者。
And that's why he says in Luke 19:39-40, it says some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." I tell you, he replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out."
所以他在路加福音第十九章39-40节说，众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们开口不说，闭口不说，他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
”The stones will cry out in praise of the one who created them.
这些石头都要呼叫起来，赞美这位创造之神。
Jesus is the creator who became the savior of his creation.
耶稣是创造主，这位主成了他所创造之物的拯救者。
So this servant king is God come in the flesh.
所以这位服侍人的君服侍人的君王。
The servant king is the Messiah of promise.
是所被允许的弥赛亚。
And lastly, the servant king has compassion.Toward his enemies.
最后，这位服侍人君王怜悯他的仇敌。
In Luke 19:41-44, it says, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
路加福音十九章四十一节到44节说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这是现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Only Luke recorded this lament of Jesus during the triumphal entry.
只有在路加福音中记载了耶稣的哀哭。
We see that while the crowd was rejoicing, Jesus was weeping.
我们看到当 这些人群在欢呼的时候耶稣却在 哀哭。
He wept over what would happen to Jerusalem in the future because they rejected the one who is the Prince of Peace.
他哀哭的原因是因为因为当时的人群呢拒绝了这位平安之王之后耶路撒冷所面临的将来。
Because they did not recognize the time of God's coming to them in the person of Jesus Christ.
因为他们没有认识到按照神的时间这位耶稣基督以人的身份已经来到了他们的中间。
And in his omniscience, Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem and the Jews would come under terrible attack in the future.
在他的全知当中耶稣也预言了耶路撒冷和犹太人呢将会面临严重的打击。
And about 40 years later, what Jesus prophesied came to pass.
大概40年以后呢耶稣所预言呢就成为了事实。
The Romans killed 600,000 Jews and destroyed the temple and the city of Jerusalem.
罗马人杀了有600,000的犹太人，并且呢破坏了这耶路撒冷城。
But Jesus also wept for the people, including those in the crowd.
耶稣呢也为当时的人类而哭泣，包括当时在他周围的这些人群。
Did he not know that these same people who were praising and honoring him would shout for his death a few days later?
他难道不知道吗？同样的，这个人群现在是在欢呼，大声的赞美他。几天以后，同样的人群，却把他钉在了十字架上。
Of course he did.
他当然知道。
But he wept for them, even for the Jewish leaders who hated him.
他为他们而哭，甚至也为当时犹太的领袖，憎恶他的这些犹太的领袖而哀哭。
He wept out of compassion for even his enemies.
他充满怜悯地为他的敌人而哀哭。
You know, in reality, by nature, we are all enemies of God.
事实上呢，就是我们所有的人呢，都是神的敌人。
That's why the Bible tells us in Romans 8:7, the sinful mind or the unregenerate mind, the unsaved mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
所以在罗马书八章七节说，原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
The natural mind of man that has not been transformed by the Holy Spirit using the gospel, using the word of God, is hostile toward God.
那我们人类自然人类的这个心思，还没有被圣灵所转化的这些人类呢？与神都是为仇的。
And hostility toward God, we see here, is not just clenching our teeth and waving a closed fist toward God and cursing Him.
我们在这里看到的与神为仇呢，不是指说我们对神咬牙切齿或者挥举的拳头。
Hostility toward God is simply not submitting.To his commands.
与神为仇只是与神为仇就是没有不服神的律法，不遵守他的要求。
Also, without the changing work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life, we cannot submit to his laws.
当然，如果我们如果没有圣灵来改变我们信徒的生命的话，我们也不能遵守神的律法。
Not only do we not want to, but there is no power to do so.
不仅仅是我们不想要这样做，而是并且呢，我们也没有这个力量去这样做。
But this shows us the compassion and the love of God for us.
但是呢，这一点也显示了神对我们的怜悯和爱。
For it is when we were in this hostile state toward God, when we were his enemies, that Christ died for us.
因为在我们还是与神为仇敌的时候，我们还是他的敌人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
In his compassion and love, Christ suffered and died to serve and to save helpless, hopeless, unlovable sinners like us.
在 这正是因为他的怜悯和爱，耶稣受难并死在十字架上，就是为了要救我们这些毫无希望、毫无帮助，并且不值得爱的罪人。
And that's why Romans 5:8 says to us, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
所以罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And dear friend, today, if you are not yet a believer,
亲爱的朋友，如果今天你还不是一位信徒的话。
You also need to recognize the time of God's coming to us in the person of Jesus Christ.
你也需要认识到，按照神的时间，这位基督耶稣已经化成肉身来到了我们中间。
For now is the time of God's grace.
那现在是神的恩典期。
But one day it will be the time of God's judgment in the absence of grace.
但是有一天。恩典期过了以后，就是神的审判期。
And what the Jews suffered with the judgment against them from the Romans is nothing compared to the final judgment.
那当时犹太人在罗马帝国所受的罪呢，跟神的审判比起来是不值得一提的。
If our sins are not completely forgiven.
如果我们的罪没有被完完全全的赦免
，We will be eternally separated from God in a place that Jesus repeatedly referred to as hell.
那我们就将会永永远远的与神分离，我们就会在我们就会待在耶稣好几次重复所提到的那个地狱。
But now is the time of God's grace.
但是现在是神的恩典期。
That's why today you must receive Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord.
所以今天你一定要接受耶稣救主，在你的生命里接受他，成为你的救主。
As I bring this message to a close,
当我们接近结尾的时候
，Just a reminder of how does this apply to us?
那我就要提醒大家，那这样这些如何能够应用到我们的生命当中呢
？I want us to look at the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 8.
我们来看一看腓立比书二章五到八节
，where it says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or held onto, but made himself nothing."Taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Jesus gives us the ultimate example to follow, the example of humility before God and humility before man.
耶稣给了我们一个最终的例子，要我们可以跟随的。这个例子就是在神面前的谦卑和在人面前的谦卑。
And his humility before God the Father was shown by his perfect obedience.
通过他完全的顺服，显示出了在父神面前的谦卑。
In Philippians 2:8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
在腓立比书二章八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me."
在约翰福音六章三十八节说，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
And even in Gethsemane, as he fell prostrate onto the ground, and as he knew what would happen in just
a short time where the wrath of God would fall upon him as he bore our sins.
Which one?
In Gethsemane. In Matthew 26, 39.
在马太26章他也说到在
39.
Gethsemane.
Yeah, Gethsemane. Yeah.
克西马尼他也说过我的父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
Matthew 26:39, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
这就是我刚才读过的那个。我马太二十六章三十九节，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But it was not just humility before God the Father, but it was also humility before man, shown by him lowering himself to serve others.
不仅仅是在父神面前的谦卑，他也通过降低自己来服侍他人，显示出了他在人前的谦卑。
As he says in Mark 10 verse 45.
在马太福音十章第四十五节中提到的。
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Dear brothers and sisters, may our attitude not be, "What have you done for me lately?"
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们希望我们的态度呢不是说要这样你最近为我做了什么
But rather, how may I serve you?
但是呢我们需要的态度呢是我可以如何来服侍你
May we become more and more like our servant king, our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们呢越来越像我们的主耶稣基督
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告
Our dear Lord Jesus, indeed, we come before you to thank you and praise you and worship you.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们来到你面前，我们来敬拜你，我们来赞美你。
But you do not really need our praise, because if we do not praise you, even the stones will cry out.
但是呢，你其实并不需要我们的赞美，因为我们不赞美你，连石头都要大声呼叫。
Thank you, Jesus, for coming down.To this earth.
我们感谢你耶稣，感谢你来到我们这里地上。
To come to this earth to bear our sins.
来到这里来，来到这里来承受我们的罪。
And to die on the cross for our sins.
为我们的罪而死在十字架上。
And then, Lord Jesus, I pray that even during this pandemic, that we would be compelled by your love.To serve you, to live for you.
亲爱的主耶稣，甚至在这个在这段疫情期间，我们因为你的爱，我们要来服侍你，我们要来我们要来服侍你。
And Lord, even though there is growing resistance against Christians.
虽然我们也知道有一些增长的有一些增长的反对基督的势力。
But may we look to you for strength, for grace, to not fear man.
但是呢，愿我们呢能够仰望你，所以我们能够得到力量而不惧怕人。
That we would not be ashamed of proclaiming your name and the gospel.
我们不会因为你的宣扬你的名而感到羞辱。
And that in these last days that we are in, that all that we say and all that we do.Would bring you glory.
在最后的末日里，愿我们所做的、我们所说的一切都能够给你带来荣耀。
We praise you and thank you.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.